The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
9:25 Friday morning, 51551. Okay, I need an Onshaw or an Oslaugher, please. Moontour Cliona?
Onshaw.
Moontour Ray?
Onshaw.
Moontour Sean? John?
Onshaw.
Okay, so got in a rouse. Good. Welcome and good morning to you all, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
58 hours of lessons. It is amazing. Who? I'll begin with John. I'm going to start with you to tell us about where this all came from. Who sat down and said, right, COVID, pandemic, what the hell are we going to do?
Good question. It just happened in a blur. I think it was at a time when no one knew what was happening and people were scared. And I'd actually been subbing in my own school when we got the news that schools were closing. So Suzanne Kelly rang Ray, I think, first. Would that be fair to say, Ray?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And she just said, look, we need to do something. Would you be interested? Because I know that you have a teaching background. And Ray said, yeah, absolutely. And Suzanne said, okay, we need two other teachers. And the next thing, Suzanne was ringing me and ringing Cliona and said, look, we don't know what we're doing, but we're doing something. Are you interested? And we said, look, yeah, anything we can do to help, kind of thing. And I think 4 days later, we were cameras rolling, and it just happened. Like,
and you ran. I mean, Cliona, a lot of people will say, oh, when they saw you at first, they go, that's Africa. What the hell is she doing teaching us on the TV? I don't understand. You were well used to cameras, and did you jump at this opportunity? Because you're teaching now, isn't it? Like, as your job.
Yeah, no, of course I did. Only kind of, especially just in the sense that, we knew that there would be some amount of time that we wouldn't be in the classrooms. We didn't know how long it would be.
Sure.
But kind of anything that you can do. And I thought it was a lovely idea. I was kind of curious about how it would turn out. And then when I saw the very first episode, I just thought it looked fantastic. I thought that McCalla did a beautiful job. Mm. I thought that RTE did a beautiful job. But it was kind of one of those things that we didn't know how long it was going to go on for,
yeah,
the sense that, you know, like we weren't, like it, things, kind of extensions were being made to the lockdown bit by bit. So we kind of thought, okay, we're going to be filming for maybe kind of 10 days, and then it kind of continued on and on and on and brought us up to the middle of June.
So it was kind of a week to week. You were kind of going, are we in on Monday or not? Was it like that?
Yeah, a little bit, honestly. Yeah, it was a little bit, but I'm sure kind of lots of people are in similar situations.
Before we talk about the crack that you had, because you made it look like fun, and you, this is why we were keen to have you on this morning, because, as you know, I'm a fan of teachers anyway, but not all teachers can make life interesting in the classroom. Ray, you know, you guys did that. Just quick academic question. How did you decide on what you were going to teach and to keep it, you know, relevant?
Well, I think what was at the forefront of my mind was being aware of the unique kind of teaching situation that we were in. Mm. So we knew that we were broadcasting into people's living rooms and people's houses. And what we wanted to do were design classes that kids could watch and then jump off the couch or jump off the side of the bed and then go and do it and create themselves. So
correct.
We really try to utilise the home environment in education. So, we really made it practical, using raw materials, easy to access materials, and as fun, engaging, and as inclusive as possible, so everyone has access to really simple but fun lessons.
And John, did you have to liaise with a higher educational authority, or did you just pull it together yourselves?
Well, initially we kind of just said, okay, there are so many lessons, Ryan, that you can do in a classroom with 30 kids. Mm. That just won't work if you're on your own in the classroom with three remote control cameras. Mm. So we obviously, because we were like, okay, we're three teachers, we need to, you know, back what we're teaching up. So we were writing lesson plans, and we had Emma Ring down in Mary Eye, and she just played a blinder. She just did Trojan work. We sent her the lesson plans. She signed off on them.
Right.
And if there was anything that needed to change in them, she would suggest that we change them. And then it was kind of, okay, how am I going to teach this through a camera now that I've got the lesson plan signed off? So you put together kind of your prompt to make sure that you didn't leave anything out. So each lesson had about, I think, we kind of narrowed it down as we got into the flow of it. But each lesson was about 1,200 to 1,500 words of a prompt, just to make sure that you don't forget and leave something out that's really important, you know?
Absolutely. And Cliona, one of the things about whether it's the Late Late or this radio program is people will say to you is they like the fact that you're there for structure and for routine. What did you get? What did you get back from people, whether it was parents or kids, in terms of what you were providing them in a given day?
Well, we got kind of structure and routine as well. Yeah. I suppose, like, I didn't really properly experience kind of lockdown the same as everybody else because we kind of worked throughout. But definitely what we got back was just the most, you know, beautiful feedback. I mean, starting especially with the RTE Homeschool Extra program in which the children could actually submit their own things. So it's kind of like, well, I don't know, maybe it has been done before, but I've never seen it where the children are actually able to engage and then be part of the show themselves. You know, where they were submitting all their work, and you could just see kind of that there were some children who really, really, really connected with it, and then kind of feedback on social media or even people that you'd meet or kind of word of mouth, you'd hear kind of that parents were absolutely relieved. They said just thrilled to have the hour to themselves. Yeah, and kids seem to enjoy it. I think it's always kind of, it's always easy kind of with kind of learning. It's kind of tricking, sometimes it's tricking children into learning is how you go about teaching, you know, kind of making it
clean. There's no trickery about it. If you're a good teacher and if the subject matter is interesting, everyone's winning, not trickery.
But sometimes kind of with learning, kind of you trick to be like, you kind of mask subjects that might not always be that kind of interesting to a child. If you mask it in fun, kind of, you'd be surprised.
I hear you. And that's what you all did, in to your credit. John, I'd like to ask you, I mean, about, on a slightly serious moment, though, is that one of the hardest, from what my understanding of it, one of the hardest thing for people in the last 3 to 4 months was trying to homeschool. And the idea of trying to, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4 kids, and to keep them indoors, to keep them engaged, but also, and this is where you come in, John, because you've talked about mental health before in your own story, is to keep it all together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, like, someone put up on Twitter before, and, you know, they were putting it up as a joke, but they just said, guys, I'll be honest, what a great time not to have kids, because, you know, if you're on your own, you're looking after yourself. That's one thing. If you're on your own in a house where you have had a routine for all of your children, all of that's gone, whether it's, you know, they're going training, they're going to school, they're going swimming, wherever they're going, and you have your own routine. And I'd say as a parent, it takes a while to get that right. And it's something that you can kind of build up to and say, okay, is everybody looked after at all times of the day? When that's all gone and you're at home and you're trying to work from home as well in your own job, and then, you know, the government is saying, oh yeah, try and homeschool your kids as well. So you're trying to do your own work in your makeshift office. The kids don't know what's happening. Their routine is gone. You might have 3 kids of 3 different ages. So, you know, I'd say your mental health can you know, it's you need to stay on top of it. And there are so many little things that you can do, but also they're very important, because, like, that's a stressful situation at the best of times, you know?
I think one of the great lessons that one can learn, including myself, with all of this, is to sometimes put your hand up and say, do you know what? Don't have it in me today.
100%.
And say it. Yeah. Don't take to the bed and don't martyr yourself. Call somebody, say it to a friend, just say, it's not in me.
Yeah. Or just even put, like, you know, giving your friend a text and saying, look, I need a set of ears for half an hour. I'm having a rough time. Yeah. And just blow off some steam, have a social distance coffee, whatever. Even just give them a call. And it can be hard when you're in that state and your mental health isn't great. It is hard to pick up the phone, but it could be the bravest thing you do that day, you know?
Well, Ray, you had you invited all sorts of creatures from the world of showbiz and and science and wherever it might be to come and talk to the kids. And what I loved about that was that they all said yes.
Yeah, including yourself, Ryan.
You were stuck that day. But I just loved what you were doing. I wanted to be involved. But people came in, and I'm talking about people who are actually talented, like Lenny Abramson and Niamh Shaw and the like, you know, who came in and made a contribution to the kids, and Kelly Harrington and the like.
Yeah, and, you know, and I mean, as a teacher, that was such an honour for us, because we were, like, I'm just so inspired by those people. Yeah. You know, I remember saying to our brilliant director, Aoife Hendrick, for, like, when Lenny Abrahams came in, it's such a weird emotion when you just meet the first step, and all you want to say is, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Like, I mean, and it was the same when we met the Olympians from Team Ireland. I mean, those amazing people should have been heading off to Japan and competing in the Olympics this year. So, like, they're all in this big washing machine that was COVID era.
Yeah.
And yeah, and they were all willing to come in and just give it up for the kids and just communicate with the kids. And it was so inspiring, not just for viewers, just for us as well, taking part in it. And yeah, and then it was really interesting as well because people were coming in from all sorts of backgrounds, really diverse areas. Like Sinead Burke came in and she was absolutely, you know, brilliant and so inspiring as well. And that, yeah, it was fantastic. And of course, we've got a special guest today as well. So Bono sent on a video yesterday at 6:30 in the morning. I don't know if he was going to bed at that time or if he was getting up, but he sent it on at that time anyway. So he's going to be making an appearance today on Homeschool Hub.
Good on him. I mean, that's just great. But even when I went into the school myself, I there's a great vibe about the people working on the crew, as you say, Aoife and the gang behind the scenes, pulling it together, camera, sound, research, everyone doing a great job on it. So congratulations. Now, let's get to the text, because it's been a while since we've had such an overwhelming response. I mean, I'm looking at them here. We could be here for 2 hours reading out. I really mean this. People's gratitude to you and the gang, which is great. So I'll read a few and let's just see where we go. A huge thanks to Ray and Cliona and John. And they helped our structure our day. And favourite bit was the haka Osquelga, says Evelyn and Ruthie. To all the teachers, the Walsh family want to say thank you for all the lessons. We joined in every day, completed lots of the activities. Mammy is a teacher. She got lots of ideas for her own classroom next year. Thank you so much for making the lockdown interesting and fun. Thank you from Aidan and Micheál Grania and Sinead Walsh and Warren Point in County Down. Meanwhile, Grace, Hannah and Emily from Dublin would like to know, what were your favourite lessons to teach? Okay, you've got one each. John.
Oh, favourite lesson to teach. I did an art lesson. I think this is my favourite just because it actually worked out pretty well. I was just surprised.
Now you might be a little bit boastful, John. I mean, if you're happy with your drawing of a car or something like that, take it.
Like Ray said, we had a great team behind the scenes.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, as we were doing the lesson and stuff, I was like, Aoife kind of came through the walkie-talkie. She was like, John, you have done this before, haven't you? And I said, no. So let's just see what happens. But so it was a lesson on printing and marbling.
Great.
And I discovered that food colouring is brilliant because you can use it for absolutely everything. You can use it for dyes and inks and all sorts.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, you put shaving foam on a plate and you put dabs of food colouring and you put a page down on top of it and push it and then you kind of wipe it off and stuff. And it smells lovely because of shaving foam as well, to boot.
Yeah.
But it gives you this really, really nice effect.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done it before, so I didn't know how it was going to
John, you've just mapped out my Friday for me now. Thanks for that. That's Cliona,
I mean, it's now my every Friday.
Cliona, your favourite lesson?
My favourite is probably one I did. It was a drama lesson in which I did a kind of shadow puppet inspired by Lotte Reiniger, who is actually the female animator who has the longest surviving cartoon animation film of all time, which was done in 1926.
Wow.
And it was kind of like, it was a way that I kind of showed them how to make a screen with baking paper in a shoebox and then how to make a shadow puppet with a hinge so that you can make her talk. And then it was just a way, it was a kind of a vehicle to kind of basically tell her story because she's one of the kind of many forgotten, fantastic women in history. And so it was a nice way to be able to share her story because, I mean, she came up with the concept of the multiplane camera, was something that was coined by Disney years later, and they're down as the creators of it when as actually her. So.
Okay, gosh, you guys did more learning than the kids by the sounds of things. Ray, briefly for yours.
So my favourite lesson was a science and engineering one where I had to post a crisp through the mail, and what I did was I posted a crisp to Georgie Sharpson, which is Mr. Sharpson or Moontour John's dad, and the crisp had to get there intact, so it was an engineering one. And a 9-year-old named Naya posted me, and I want to tell her that the crisp reached me intact, not a crumb off it. It was absolutely perfect. So thanks, Manuel, for that 9-year-old Naya out there somewhere.
Okay, let's keep going here. Ava and Roisin are 6 and 3. Fergal's 9 months old in Cloyne. They loved it. They want to say thank you to you. And they loved all the space and art activities. Very quickly, 1, 2, 3. Your favourite flavoured ice cream. Kleena, go.
Chocolate.
Thank you. John?
Rum and raisin.
Well, that's your Friday night sort of thing. Food colouring and a tub of rum and raisin. Ray?
Cookie dough.
Good man. Okay. My sons Jamie and Bobby want to know if the Moontouri were nervous on the first day on TV and will they be on again? Can you tell them thanks so much for all the hard works? My sons really enjoyed it, said Suzanne in Dublin 7. We'll come back to some of these now because we've so many. Good morning all. Thank you for so much for everything since March. Emmett and Rosie in Loughrea in County Galway have loved watching you every day. We've had tears at home because today is your last day. And Rosie's question is, why do they have to finish so soon? But have a lovely summer and a well-deserved break. Not a question, just a big thank you to the Moontouri from Freya Williams, aged 8, from Scoilvreagha in Dunlear, County Louth. She watched School Hub every single day. Don't miss an episode. Did miss an episode. Loved watching and learning, especially the science experiments. Míle buíochas to Kleena, John, August, Ray. I'm Moonshire Kleena's former principal, Kleena. Wait. This is from Siobhan Kerwin Keane.
That's right.
Yeah, of course it is. This is from Miss Kerwin Keane, who says that you're wonderful teacher, bursting with enthusiasm and energy and talent. The children of Ireland were lucky to have her teaching them over the last few weeks. Mahu Akleena,
August
Berbua. So how about that?
Yeah, she's a fantastic woman.
We need the theme music to This Is Your Life here with a big red book. Go. Please send all of our love and gratitude to the Moontouri. They have been amazing and we'll miss them all so much, from Anna and John Grant. Dear Ryan, well done to the teachers. Brian Mangan is in from Microteaching in Mary Immaculate. We watched every episode and it has helped us. Thank you. We will miss you, from Niamh, aged 10, and Kira Cotter, aged 8, in Kilkenny. Yeah. Alva has loved the hub every day. She wants to know, where do they teach, because she wants to go to school there, says Irene. We loved it, especially the sports day from Wirren and Aoife, aged 11 and 9 in Naas. We will miss you very much. Love, Rian, age 7. Well done to all the teachers. Great show, great teacher, great ideas for teachers. Can we ask Kleena, does she always use so much art when teaching a class? We enjoyed the map lessons on mountains from the Currans in Kerry. Kleena?
In short, yes.
In short, yes. That's a perfect answer, because we've got so much. There's so much love for you guys here. It is amazing. My three children are listening in the kitchen and we have loved the school hub. Thank you so much for giving them such a lovely day in their routine. From Elizabeth 7, Scott 5 and Jennifer 1, have enjoyed every minute. We are so sad today is the last day. Another so sad from Laru and Maria. It's all over. It would run over. We were hoping to run over the summer, which is a compliment, she says. I was hoping so too. It would really help the children catch up from all they have missed. Is there any chance of this? In an answer, no. Will you ask, I'd like to ask Moontouri John, Moontouri Ray and Moontouri Kleena a question. Okay, what was your favourite part of the programme? Our granny loved the Beatles and our mammy loved David Bowie and we were really happy you featured them because could you give a shout out to Dara and Eveen Dolan in Trim in County Meath? Okay, I think you kind of answered that, so we'll keep going. Can't thank the Moontouri enough for 3 months of amazing lessons, fun, Gaeilge, science experiments, art, Olympics, etc. My two boys, 11 and 9, were enthralled every day. Thank you to the teachers. And to Phil, the science guy, we'll miss them all, says the Cunningham family and the Salons in County Kildare. Are you, by the way, are the three of you sensing a great deal of love here?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm well enough here.
You're well enough. Well, I mean, it is, I don't know, I think it is important that you know how important you have been to all these families and the children who are getting their parents to text in today to say thank you. So,
I think it's important to say that it kind of cuts both ways, because I mean we did not know how the show was going to take off, you know. So for us, it was a really inspiring thing as well to especially watch Homeschool Extra and watch the videos coming in and stuff like that. I mean, the show took on a life of its own, you know what I mean? So
yes.
Like we were swept up in it as well. So like the love is definitely reciprocated like that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's a nice way of putting it. Well done. Please keep asking Moontouri if they will do a virtual school tour and a virtual summer camp. I think you guys could probably do with a not a virtual anything, just a real break. Moontaree were heroes of the lockdown in my house. My three kids loved the lessons and the routine. As a teacher, I loved it. It felt like a glimpse into a classroom and felt like a bit of normality in the midst of the crazy. So Gorgeous Galade says that text. Millie Riley from Waterford is 8. Huge fan of the show. Watched it every day and will miss her school at 11 o'clock. She particularly loved the biology lesson. She'd love to know, what are the teacher's favourite subjects to teach? I'll ask you that. Ray, favourite subject to teach?
My favourite subject to teach are science, I'd say.
John?
Irish, I think.
John, sorry, Cliona?
Probably kind of anything kind of with the arts, like, so probably kind of music or arts.
Okay.
And a bit of language thrown in.
Funny you should say that, because Kate was on to say not all actors are teachers, but all teachers are definitely actors. You have to be.
100%.
I've lost count of how many times I've been told by parents that I'm so patient. I am anything but. But I am very good at acting, as if I am patient. It's bloody hard and very... Okay, do you want to talk about the acting? I mean, Ray, you have an acting background.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I started performing years ago, and the majority of the work that I've done has been on kids' TV. So, I suppose there's a little bit of a translation of that, just like that previous texter said, into teaching. And, an awful lot of teaching is performance and, holding people's attention, you know what I mean? And there are ways of doing that, you know, from the start, the middle and the end, you know, there's gimmicks all the way. So, it was a case of putting that on TV, which was handy.
It's great to listen, says Zaidan O'Keefe, to the teachers from Homeschool Hub on the Tuberty Show this morning. As a teacher, I have used some of their wonderful ideas over the last 3 months. I just wish to send my best wishes to Moontaur Cliona from her own former Moontaur from Scull Carúla Dálaigh in Leixlip in County Kildare. She was a wonderful pupil with lots of positivity. I have great memories of her performances on stage in the Fela, their productions our school put on. Do you want to give us a few bars of Les Mis there, or how are you feeling about
that?
I'm delighted she's brought her dramatic ability into her teaching also. So well done to you, and that is Ligach Bannacht, Aidan. What sort of acting or musical stuff were you doing, Cliona? Do you want to tell us everything?
In primary school.
I don't know.
Is it? Well, it was in primary school that Sir Creeve was my teacher in fourth class in primary school. We did a kind of like a drama, Gaeilge Long Gaeilge. And I played a queen, which is fantastic.
Nothing changes, Cliona. It's great, isn't
no,
it?
No, it doesn't. And, yeah.
Okay, so did you get awarded, or did you have to do an Emmy or no Oscars for that just yet?
No, not, but I'm hoping kind of, that it'll be kind of...
Someday.
Yeah, someday.
Míle Buíochas ó Fhuinteoirí na hÉireann Galair. Great support to us also. Have a great summer, says Una. Please do another show. We're going to miss you. From Rian from Balldoyle, sitting bawling because saying he doesn't want them to go. I think it was a normality in the kids' madness through lockdown. So thanks so much. Okay, I could be here all day. We'll leave it there. But just to say to you, you do get a sense there that this wasn't just another television programme. It was an important moment for teaching, for sure, but also for keeping a bit of sanity in a world gone mad. So to you, Ray, and to you, John, and to you, Cliona, thanks for being on the show this morning. But on behalf of all those wonderful families listening in this morning, a massive Gura Míle Maith. So thank you all.
Thank you so much. Amazing.
Do you have a summer holiday now?
I'm back in Cork, so I'm gonna, you know, get loose.
Good man. let off some steam there, right? By the way, wear the face mask so no one recognizes it. Mucho Ray does that. See you, lads and lassies. Thank you so much. You're great. Bye.